good to go?
Yeah, I'm good to go.
All right.
Hello? Okay, sorry. We'll start over. Okay, so if everyone can just hit *6 if they aren't muted out yet, and then at the end of the call when we have questions, if you hit *6 again, you'll be able to come back into the conference call. So, let's give a few minutes there. Okay. So I guess I'm going to start off with introducing myself. So my name is Megan Davey. I've been a trainer for the last 5 years, and I've owned my own business, Chrysalis Lifestyle Consultants, for the last 3 years. And I guess a few years ago, I was originally introduced to Isagenix by another personal trainer by the name of Rhonda, and I think she might be on the call, actually. And initially, I was really skeptical. I hadn't taken a lot of supplements, just basic protein shakes, and so I started by comparing the protein shake with the Isoline shakes through Isagenix, and I realized that the quality was far superior than anything I could find in the market. So that led me to doing some more research on the need for supplementation and cleansing in general, and then I started looking at the products a little more closely. I had tried various detoxes before, but never felt good on them, and any weight loss that I got, actually, I would just gain back the moment I started eating regular food again. So Rhonda kept convincing me and talking to me about how great it was and the results that she was getting with her clients, so I decided to try a 9-day cleanse, and it was something that I didn't expect. I actually had a lot of energy on the program. I felt great. I had a lot of mental clarity, which was a strange thing. I didn't think I would get that, and I actually ended up losing 11 pounds in 9 days, and for me, I actually was able to break through a plateau, so I hadn't seen that number on the scale for as long as I could remember, and along with that, I was able to maintain my muscle mass, which was obviously very important to me. So I had lots of questions about the product, and Rhonda ended up actually referring me to Jeff Boris, who has been a wonderful resource for me and my clients. And I started introducing it to my products to my clients, and they've also had some great success with the cleanse and have given me testimonials that, of course, include helping reach their fitness goals, but things like no longer having cravings and feeling more motivated, that healthy foods are tasting better, they don't get sick as often, more energy, things like that. So Isagenix is actually helping me do my job better and helping my clients reach my goals faster than I was able to do with just training alone. So as a result, I've had even more referrals to my business because, you know, people's friends are starting to realize the changes that their friends are going through or that my clients have gone through. And so it's helped generate more of a client base for me, which is wonderful. And then with the addition of using the Isagenix products, I'm now able to get my products all paid for my husband and I. And along with that, I've started to generate a passive income just by referring clients to a product that I finally believe in. So as trainers and healthcare professionals, we're always getting asked questions about nutrition, and I think to have finally found a product that I feel confident sharing with my clients has been a wonderful thing, and that's part of the reason why we invited everyone onto this call, for we all have the same end result, is to help our clients become healthier. So I'm actually going to turn it over to Jeff Boris. And he's an award-winning trainer recognized for his unique contributions to the fitness industry and teaching. Jeff draws from 20 years pioneering the concept of a holistic fitness trainer. As an author and nutrition and health research educator, Jeff certifies trainers. He teaches a course he created for the University of Western Ontario and appears as a regular guest expert on radio, television, and magazines. Jeff and his wife, Elisa, were the winners for the couples category of the first 2007 Isobody Challenge, and parents to their 4-year-old son, Braden, and 7-month-old daughter, Lauren. And Jeff and Elisa work together from home, complementing their holistic fitness and lifestyle consulting business with Isagenix. So thank you, Jeff, for taking the time to share your knowledge with us, and I'll let you take over from here.
Thank you very much, Megan, for that great introduction and taking the time to share your story. It's been a pleasure working with you. During this call, I'm going to be sharing a great deal of information, and anybody that's been on one of my calls or attended one of my presentations knows all about that. and there's usually too much information for any one person to absorb, but there's always something in every single presentation that will resonate with everybody on this call. However, I'd like to start off just by sharing how I got introduced to Isagenics myself, because if it really wasn't for the results I personally experienced and what I refer to as my a nutritional awakening with myself and saw repeated among several friends, clients, and colleagues, I would not be here to share what I've come to learn over the last 5.5 years using and complementing my own fitness services with Isagenics. I would have taken a much, much different path in my whole personal professional development, and I'm a firm believer that experience is life's greatest teacher, and there's lots of things that we can learn researching, and I enjoy the research, but nothing speaks louder than in-your-face results. And since experiencing these results, I've done my due diligence in trying to understand what the heck is going on in the body with the kind of dramatic and immediate results that Isagenics has been able to produce. And so I'm going to share with you some of which I've learned over the last 5.5 years, understanding this whole thing about nutritional cleansing. What is it? How does it work? And what makes Isagenics the world's first and only total body, deep cellular nutritional cleanse? Going back about 5.5 years when I was first introduced, it was a colleague who was a nutritionist that referred me to Isagenics, and we had a good relationship. We had referred clients to each other over several years, and he had some credibility with me, and I knew what he was talking about. I learned lots from him, and I was at first really skeptical when he introduced me to Isagenics because of the results that people were getting. It went against the grain of everything that I had learned were possible in terms of health, performance, fat loss, building muscle. But because of the source that it was coming from, I said, okay, you wouldn't be wasting your time or my time sharing this information with me if there wasn't some substance to it. And so I decided to look into Isagenics further and see what it was all about. When I researched it, it sounded still too good to be true. And when something's still good to be true, the only way to prove whether it is or not is to put it to a personal test. And that's exactly what I did. I came home one day and said, Lisa, we're going to do this 9-day cleanse. And I did fasts before, juice-type fasts, and I wasn't a big fan, lost a lot of muscle, definitely experienced some mental clarity and some health benefits, but it wasn't the complete package I was looking for. Elisa had never done a cleanse or a detox before, and with a little arm twisting, she agreed to do it with me. I invited a number of colleagues to do it with me as well to form my own little focus group so I could get a real good assessment and test of how this impacted different people in different situations and see if how consistent the results were. So in addition to Elisa and myself, there were 11 in total that did that first 9-day cleanse 5.5 years ago. And the results were phenomenal across the board. They exceeded my expectations on every level, and I had a hard time believing what I was personally experiencing and seeing among the group of us. In my own first 9 days, I had released 9 pounds of body fat, didn't lose any muscle. I lost 3% body fat it worked out to, and about 1.5 inches off of my waist. So it was those last few stubborn pounds for me that literally would have took a good probably 12 weeks of really exercising vigorously and being really structured with my eating to release and get in that kind of shape. I also experienced greater mental clarity, better sleep, more energy, less post-workout muscle soreness, better exercise recovery, where I could literally shave off a day of my recovery time, allowing me to train more frequently and more intensely and recover better, and that was huge. And so that caught my attention. For Lisa at the time, she was suffering for 3 weeks solid with seasonal sensitivities. No matter what she tried, she wasn't getting any relief from her symptoms. Within 48 hours, that had completely alleviated, and she went on to continue with another 9 days and some maintenance cleansing, which we refer to as lifestyle cleansing to support the body's natural cleansing processes, which we'll get into a bit. And the timing was perfect because we were doing some family planning, and that was about a couple couple months before Lisa became pregnant, so she had an opportunity to create a clean home for a guest. And that created a wonderful pregnancy for Elisa, and she recovered back rather quickly and had a smooth pregnancy and birth. And Braden is extremely healthy and alert. And that was something that impressed me, that she could take these products leading into her pregnancy, through her pregnancy, and even during nursing. There's a way that women can take such products, and that is phenomenal to be able to address that side of health, the toxicity side, during that stage of life, and give children an even better start. That first year that we were using Isagenics and started to casually refer family and friends to the program, I was still taken away by the results I experienced, that I decided to take a professional detour from the fitness industry and took a position in the natural health products industry as a product specialist and research educator, traveling to close to 300 health food stores, naturopathic clinics, chiropractic clinics, representing about 10 different high-end nutritional companies in the retail sector. Had an opportunity to meet with herbalists and formulators and visit manufacturing facilities. And wow, what a mind-expanding, eye-opening experience that was, to get access to some behind-the-scenes information. And it really showed me firsthand evidence how probably about 96% of natural health products, nutrients found in natural health products, are far from natural. Very synthetic, very chemically synthesized. And it, again, increased my appreciation for the Isagenics products. Fast forward a few years when Braden was born, went through a lifestyle change that year when I was working in the natural health products industry, and fell out of my best shape because I was traveling more and working more, sleeping less with a new baby and being on the road more, not eating quite as well. And Elise and I, that's when we entered the Isobody Challenge, and over the course of 12 weeks, I was able to decrease my body fat by 10 pounds and build 10 pounds of lean body mass. And for me, that was huge, because I always struggled with building and losing the same 10 pounds of muscle. And I found that this whole approach to nutritional cleansing de-stressed my body and helped it support better muscle, the maintenance of, the building of. And I was able to do that on fewer workouts and lower amount of protein intake and lower amount of total caloric intake, because my body was just much more efficient all around, right down to the cellular level. Other benefits that I experienced was sharper mental acuity and focus, healthier skin, and an increased body awareness, and an elimination of cravings, and a great appreciation of healthy food. And this was another huge piece of the puzzle. Working in the fitness industry, dealing with helping people make a sustainable lifestyle change, the biggest struggle is making that transition to healthier lifestyle habits and maintaining it. It's one thing to get really quick results, but it's another thing to be able to maintain them. And I found that the results that people were experiencing with nutritional cleansing through Isagenics were not only immediate and dramatic, but maintainable, because it helped to change lifestyle habits, eliminate cravings, increase cravings for healthier food, and just increase an overall sense of well-being. So that was a missing piece of the puzzle. I had gone full circle from specializing in the area of exercise to appreciating that nutrition was a big piece of the puzzle, and realizing that there is a role for supplementation to complement a balanced diet and exercise program to optimize results. And then that last piece was cleansing and figuring out how it fit in, and that our body needs some cleansing support. There's a great article I came across written by Dr. John Berardi. Look him up. He's a phenomenal nutrition expert, researcher. And he states that conclusively, even well-designed exercise interventions in the absence of a nutritional intervention can lead to highly disappointing results. And I see firsthand evidence of that, working with trainers, training trainers, and seeing how nutrition is not addressed assertively enough or completely enough. And in fact, there's an industry stat that shows that over 88% of people joining health clubs, their number one goal is to lose weight or look better, and yet less than 2% of personal trainers are delivering sustainable big piece of that is because they're not addressing the nutritional piece of the puzzle effectively. A couple of studies, one at the University of Texas, subjects performed 12 weeks of exercise, consisted of 3 strength training sessions per week and 2 interval cardio sessions per week, and there was only 1.5 pounds of fat loss. And another well-designed study out of University of Oklahoma, 10 weeks of exercise consisting of 3 endurance training sessions per week and 2 strength training sessions per week. Again, only 1.5 pounds of fat was lost. Now, exercise was bang on. They did the strength training. They did resistance training, a couple of different protocols. But the missing link here was nutrition. And that's what's happening in the absence of addressing nutrition to support a good exercise program. Now, in each of these studies, should the participants have hired personal trainers, they would have spent between $3,500 to $4,500 in personal training and gym fees, and they would have spent between 50 and 60 hours doing gut-busting training sessions, and they would have lost a mere 1.5 pounds of body fat for all their efforts. And so this just really drives home the importance of complementing exercise with a solid nutrition program, and that's what we're getting into with looking at Isagenix. It's not a detox. It's not a diet. It's not a fast. It's not a colon cleanse or a liver cleanse. We're going to learn how it's the world's first and only total body, deep cellular nutritional cleanse, and it's actually a lifestyle of supporting a healthy way of eating. Now, achieving nutritional balance depends on 5 things. Number 1 are food choices. That's not rocket science. We all know that. It's pretty obvious. The second point is the nutritional content of the food that we eat. Now, we're starting to become more aware that even though spinach, for example, is supposed to be a good source of iron, we can't guarantee that it contains as much iron as our body needs in a specific bowl of spinach. It depends on how it's grown, where it's grown, if it's organic or not organic, and the soil that it's grown in. And studies are showing that our food supply is severely depleted of key nutrients, and particularly trace minerals. And that's key here because this is one of the key active ingredients that contributes to the success of the Isagenix system, is the presence of powerful organic trace minerals that we don't get enough of in our food that are a key nutrient essential for supporting the body's natural cleansing processes and cellular regeneration. 50, 60 years ago, we can get our daily requirement of iron from one bowl of spinach. Today, it takes the equivalent of between 30 to 70 bowls of spinach to get the same amount of iron. Potato, the most commonly consumed vegetable in Canada, is completely depleted of its vitamin A content and contains only 50% of its vitamin C content that it did several decades ago. The third thing that our body's dependent on to achieve a nutritional state of balance is the ability of our body to assimilate nutrients. Now, let's say, for example, that through our food choices, we're focusing on raw, organic, whole foods as much as possible, and to cover any nutritional gaps, we're taking a good quality multivitamin mineral supplement. If there are inefficiencies in our digestive system, if our liver is not working and doing what it should, or is overburdened with toxicity and dealing with toxins in our body and cleaning them out, then these nutrients are not getting assimilated in forms that get down to the cellular level. So we're taking in all this good nutrition, but it's not getting down to the smallest functional unit of life, and that's our cells. And that's where performance, that's where health, that's where healing begins, is at the cellular level. And we can address there and build the body from the bottom up. You know, there's tremendous differences in health, performance, body composition, metabolism, on and on. The fourth thing that the nutritional state of our body is dependent on is environmental influences. And this gives rise to extra nutrients being needed and can interfere with absorption and or uptake of certain groups of nutrients. Now, of course, environmental toxicity influences extra nutrients being needed to support the body's cleansing functions. Medications is another big one. It's an excellent book that I always refer to called The Side Effects Bible, written by a medical doctor and PhD researcher, and it lists many of the common medications that are prescribed and explains how the side effects of medications are not a direct result of the medications themselves, but have more to do with the nutrients that they deplete in our body, and that only we give back to the body those key nutrients, we can even minimize many of the side effects of those medications. And then stress is another influence which can give rise to extra nutrients being needed, and I'm going to touch on stress a little bit later. The fifth thing is individual differences or genetic variability, and this is one of the strongest reasons why I'm not a fan of philosophy-based diets that say because you are this blood type or this metabolic type, you must eat this and you must avoid that. If you take 4 times 4 and multiply that 10 million times, 4 times 4 times 4 times 4 times 4, 10 million times, you get a number that's 6 zeros per inch and 19.2 miles long. Now, how did I know that? Because I did it and I measured it. No, of course not. That's the amount of genetic variability that exists in the world. And it doesn't take much in terms of tweaking how our genes are expressed in terms of determining what food or nutrients are good for certain individuals versus others. And what I found that's very powerfully unique about nutritional cleansing and how Hygienics works in the body is it creates such a state of balance in the body and a connection between the mind and body that the body sends stronger, clear signals of what is good for it and what is not. And it really starts to take the whole issue of willpower out of the equation. Because when we try to force ourselves to eat a certain way, it's difficult. And there's research that shows that the more you concentrate and focus on a goal or try to rely on willpower, that key neurotransmitters in our brains are actually depleted, the very ones that we need to stay motivated. And so it becomes a losing battle. And such a program, with Hygienics, no willpower is needed. Willpower has always and always will get in the way of living a balanced, healthy lifestyle. However, when you eat and exercise with balanced brain chemistry in mind, the brain literally does the rest for you. It will effortlessly direct body to hunger for healthier foods and to seek physical activity. And it blows me away every time I see it. I've seen people that I would think would never exercise, and yet they have so much energy that not only do they exercise, they find the energy to clean their house when it's not a favorite pastime activity of them, just because it feels good to move. And we see that in children. We were born to move. We weren't born. I haven't seen a child that was born sedentary. But children are born to move. They just learn to be sedentary. Now, if programs have not worked in the past, they didn't balance brain chemistry. It was never a symptom of weak will. And this is very powerful and unique about this approach to nutritional cleansing. Often, diets don't work because they don't balance brain chemistry. Eating less eventually results in eating more because of the inhibition of the production of necessary brain chemicals. When we eat less, we don't give our bodies enough of the nutrients, enough of the key amino acids in the right forms to produce healthy brain chemistry. And research revealed that almost all women struggle daily with unhealthy food cravings. And as I mentioned, willpower further depletes the brain of necessary brain chemicals. And so when the cells are being properly nourished, and that's what we're talking about here, is a deep cellular nutritional cleanse that helps to nourish the body from the bottom up, from the cell level, through the organ level, through the organ system level, so you start to create harmony between the organ systems. And when you start to do this, literally within a week, the brain starts to become better balanced and the cells are no longer starving, and we start to see a transition that quickly. It still takes 21 to 30 days to address the mental conditioning around our habits, and that's where the 30-day Hygienics system comes into play over the 9-day, because it helps to create a stronger transition to healthier lifestyle habits, but within a week, the chemical basis already starts to shift. And what's key here is that most people have never experienced balanced brain chemistry. They don't know what it's like to be in that zone where they have that sense of endless energy and their moods are better balanced and their motivation is more consistent. And when we can keep them there in a long enough time frame, it becomes a more of a normal state of mind, and it becomes a new reference point for them. And so it allows them to more correctly interpret their body's messages, and it becomes a stronger motivating factor to stay there. And this is where the physiology of motivation comes in. as a personal trainer, working with my clients and training other trainers to work with clients, we always address motivation by setting goals, starting off with a long-term goal, bringing it down into short-term goals so it's more motivating and achievable over the short shorter time frame, and then putting in rewards or incentives. But there was nothing about the physiology of motivation, and this was a huge piece of the puzzle. There's lots of great research behind the concept of brain chemistry and how it may spur unhealthy behaviors. There's one out of the University of Pittsburgh Medical Center suggesting that an underactive brain serotonin system actually helps drive people to smoke, to eat poorly, and stay sedentary. Until recently, no one really studied the possibility that brain chemistry imbalances explain why some people make poor lifestyle choices. When our body chemistry is out of balance, the mind and body responds by producing chemicals that alter our behavior. And we seek quick fixes. The brain seeks out quick fixes, and you all know what they are. Sugar, salt, nicotine, caffeine. And again, we see these cravings disappear very immediately, very dramatically, when we start to address cellular cleansing, cellular replenishing, and balancing brain chemistry. Great book that's more of a layperson read, but man, it really puts things into perspective. The Mars and Venus Diet and Exercise Solution. Dr. John Gray, he actually learned about isogenics in its first year, and in this book, The Mars and Venus Diet and Exercise Solution, he refers to isogenics in about 20 to 25 pages and how it helps to address the physiology of motivation and balancing brain chemistry and eliminating cravings and elevating mood and increasing focus and concentration. And he puts it so succinctly. Instead of trying to change what we eat, we should change what we want to eat. And that's what happens. So why cleanse? One of the most common statements that come up is that detox programs are not necessary because our body already cleanses itself. An ongoing study out of the U.S. through the Environmental Protection Agency called the National Human Adipose Tissue Survey has been ongoing since 1976, and they take samples of fat tissue from cadavers and from patients in elective surgery, and in 100% of the samples, they found that dioxin, one of the worst known carcinogens, and four chemical solvents, and 100% of the samples. It didn't matter what gender the person was. It didn't matter what part of the country they lived in. It didn't matter how old they were, and it didn't matter what occupation they held. Another nine chemicals were found in 91 to 98% of all samples, and the total toxic burden ranged from 57 to over 6,000 nanograms of toxins per gram of fat. That's huge, and it brings up some interesting points, because many of these toxins have never been studied in a lab before for their toxicological effects on human physiology, because they weren't suspected to be entering the human body. And another interesting point is the toxic soup effect, where many of these chemicals that are being found in our bodies and our cells are combining within our bodies at the cellular level with unknown consequences when they haven't even been mixed in a lab before. In Canada, they've been finding the same thing. There was a study released in November of 2005 by Environmental Defense Canada, and Dr. Rick Smith, the Executive Director of Environmental Defense Canada, stated it doesn't matter where you live, how old you are, how clean living you are, if you eat organic food or if you get a lot of exercise, we all carry inside of us hundreds of different pollutants, and these things are accumulating inside our bodies every day. So the question is, are you living in a perfect world? Because realistically, in a perfectly clean world, void of impurities and toxins is the only way we're going to keep our bodies clean. And the best evidence of this is through a study that was done a little over 10 years ago. It's a Biosphere project performed out of Arizona. They actually, it's called Biosphere 2, and there's a self-sustaining enclosed ecological system where subjects lived in this closed self-sustaining system for 2 years without any outside contact. All organic material, all water, nearly all air was recycled, and virtually all food was grown inside. Their diet represented a low-calorie but very nutrient-dense diet. Look up Crohn, restriction with optimal nutrition, and there's tons of research linking it to longevity and decreased rates of disease. The men sustained 18% and the women 10% weight loss, mostly within the first 6 to 9 months. Now, because this was a tightly closed, isolated environment, they measured the levels of insecticides and pollutants within the blood sera of the crew members, and it was found that the fat-soluble toxins and the total toxic load actually increased in the blood serum with the loss of body fat, because these fat-soluble toxins were being released from the fat cells as these fat cells were decreasing in size and the fat being burned off. And this happened during the first 12 to 18 months that they noticed an increase in toxins circulating in the blood sera. And then it decreased as the body was able to safely eliminate it. And I'm going to talk about these natural phases of cleansing in the body and how this occurs. So this is great evidence that when the body is supported in a so-called perfect world, in an ideal environment, and is not overloaded with toxins, is provided organic nutrients, a low-calorie diet but nutrient-dense, which, by the way, is what the Isogenics Nutritional Cleansing Lifestyle represents. It's lower calorie but very nutrient-dense. The body has a tremendous capacity to cleanse itself. So how toxic are we? Research shows the environmental pollutants are so ubiquitous, there's no place on Earth to escape them, not even polar ice caps. The breast milk of nursing Arctic women has been found to be dangerously high in PCBs and in mercury. So it no longer becomes a question of if we need to cleanse, but now how can we do it effectively and safely? There's no question we have an epidemic of environmental toxicity, and it's showing up affecting our immune systems, our nervous systems, and our hormonal systems. And it's been linked to asthma, allergies, cancers, cognitive disorders, reproductive issues and challenges, metabolism, stress handling ability, and even glucose regulation. A few lesser known facts about environmental toxicity: 80,000 chemicals in use today, 85% are unstudied for their toxicological effects. And I mentioned that earlier. So let's go to the body's natural cleansing processes as we transition into how the Isogenics program works. The body has three different phases in its natural cleansing processes, phase 1, 2, and 3. And in phase 1, these toxins that are fat-soluble are released from where they're stored in the body's cells. In phase 2, they are converted into a water-soluble form that can be safely eliminated by the body. So there's this conjugation pathway that transforms these harmful versions of impurities into harmless versions. And then in phase 3 is the actual elimination phase. Now, during these phases, there are key nutrients that our body needs that we're supposed to get from the foods that we eat to support these processes. And among them are the B-complex vitamins, very key, branched-chain amino acids, flavonoids, phospholipids, vitamins like vitamins A, C, and E, trace minerals like selenium and copper and zinc and manganese, bioflavonoids, other phytonutrients found in fruits and teas and vegetables. Glutathione is the body's master antioxidant, found in all the cells of the body. It's also the body's major cellular detoxifier, and it's found in highest concentrations in the liver, the kidneys, and the lungs. And then there's other key amino acids that are involved in phase 2 as well. As a nutritional cleanse, Isogenics is recognized as a food system by the FDA and Health Canada, and it actually feeds the body food forms of these nutrients. Another key thing to look at is lymphatic function. And exercise is one of the best ways of enhancing lymphatic function. Our lymph system is like the vacuum cleaner of the body. It takes wastes and toxins away from every cell and carries nutrients to them so they can function efficiently. It also produces the cells of our immune system, which circulate around our body. Unlike blood circulation that's pumped around by our heart, the lymph system has no pump. And because the lymph vessels run alongside veins and arteries, it relies on body movement for the flow through the lymph channels. So another important aspect of exercise and how it supports the natural cleansing process. And when people complement exercise and a healthy diet with nutritional cleansing, the benefits of all those areas, the exercise, the better nutrition, the cleansing component, are all enhanced exponentially. They all support and feed off each other. Some lesser-known facts about stress is when the body's under a chronic, low-level state of stress, it actually causes the thymus gland to atrophy. It causes our adrenal glands to become enlarged in stress. It causes our lymph nodes, the vacuum cleaner of our blood, to atrophy and decrease. And it causes the lining within our digestive system, the gastric mucosa, to develop ulcers, to cause leaky gut syndrome, and contribute to digestive issues. And so stress plays a huge role in here. And one of the benefits of isogenics is that it helps to de-stress the body. It helps. It has adaptogens as part of the program, which help the body adapt to all forms of stress. And cortisol, the stress hormone, is more toxic than any other man-made chemical. So it's another important component that needs to be addressed in any complete lifestyle approach. So let's look at specifically how toxicity can affect health and performance. I'm going to draw upon the perspectives of three industry experts here, Dr. John Berardi, who I mentioned earlier, Paul Check, and you can Google his name and check out this fellow, very impressive credentials and experience, and Charles Poliquin, who's considered one of the world's, if not the world's, most successful strength coach. And countries say that if you want a gold medal, then get Charles to train your athletes. Dr. John Berardi on detoxification says that there's some compelling benefits associated with giving the organs an occasional break from the high-calorie lifestyles most athletes or weightlifters or bodybuilders tend to lead, and it might actually boost health and longevity. Fat tissue is a major storage depot for various toxins, and studies have shown that when some individuals go on a fat loss program, there's actually an acute release of toxins into the bloodstream. And this can actually contribute to disease and aging and stress the body if the body's natural cleansing functions don't get the proper support to deal with this increased load of toxicity. Rapid fat loss without cleansing support can lead to a large unhealthy increase in these blood levels. In conjunction, and this is his perspective on detoxification, Dr. John Berardi, in conjunction with a solid exercise program, an appropriate intake of dietary antioxidants, supplemental vitamin and mineral cofactors, there's those minerals I was referring to, a sufficient amount of protein and amino acids, I mentioned key amino acids in the body's three phases of detoxification, and a large water intake for toxin dilution, and what he refers to as a natural detoxifying blend, which might have some herbal teas or some greens, things to help alkalize the body, is the ultimate detoxification plan. And he focuses on daily detoxification. Isogenics is actually a lifestyle approach to cleansing. We do some periodic deep cleansing 2 to 4 times a year, and then we do some supportive daily cleansing support. And he recommends through the use of adequate, high-quality protein. Whey protein actually assists with liver detoxification and cellular detoxification when it's delivered in the right form, and I'm going to highlight that in a bit. A high intake of filtered water, high intake of antioxidant-rich fruits and veggies. He recommends up to 10 to 15 servings a day. Most people struggle with getting the recommended 5 to 12 servings a day on the low end. And so obviously you got to be juicing it or taking a supportive natural detoxifying blend, which is supportive in fruits and vegetables. And the cleanse drink, that's part of the Isogenics program, has the equivalent of 18 to 20 servings of fruits and vegetables in terms of its antioxidant nutrients. Supplemental probiotics is another component, live bacteria that are active in the GI detoxification, and of course daily exercise. Paul Check on detoxification mentions you can't have a functional detoxification system unless you have functional digestion. So again, we need to address replenishing and rebuilding, renourishing cells, and not just getting rid of impurities here. And that's one of the key distinguishing factors between a fast, a typical colon or liver cleanse, or a detoxification program. There's some great programs out there that do an effective job at eliminating impurities, but they do little to nothing to give back to the body key nutrients. They use more aggressive ingredients, laxatives, diuretics even, to help force impurities out, rather than feeding the body those key food nutrients to stimulate the body's natural cleansing functions so that they can do their own job and do it more effectively. Paul Cech continues to say he has young athletes that come in all the time that are having chronic problems with gas, fatigue, lethargy, short-term memory problems, skin problems, their sweat stinks, and these are all indicators that the digestive systems aren't working properly. We see that when we're consuming higher amounts of protein or even a meal replacement shake, that we have digestive issues or sweat stinks or it creates gas. There's an issue with the digestive system and even an issue with the quality of the protein. Whey proteins are not created equal. There's a tremendous difference in the quality of protein in the meat from an animal given steroids and one raised on its own accord. The one given steroids is lacking certain essential amino acids. And this is key. A key component of the Isogenix nutritional cleansing system is the Isolene Shake and the Isopro. It is unsurpassed in the source and the quality of protein. Isogenix actually owns the worldwide rights to the highest quality of organic whey protein sourced out of New Zealand. I've come to learn there's 7 different grades of whey protein based on how they're sourced, grade 1 being the lowest and 1 grade above what is put in livestock feed and animal food. And grade 3 is the highest that's available sourced out of North America. The whey protein that you get at those great deal prices in the larger buckets or the larger bags are no higher than a grade 3 whey protein. Grade 7 is organic. It's undenatured, not treated with heat. And no matter what brand of protein that's used, it must be organic. And it must be undenatured, not treated with high temperatures, because only then does it contain the key amino acids, all the key amino acids, in their proper form that are maximally recognized, bioavailable, assimilated by the body at the cellular level. Very key. Paul Cech goes on to say he works with cancer patients, and he says, if you want to make them sick, feed them cheap whey protein. I have to use organic, raw, cold-processed, $80 per can protein powder. Now, the Isogenix protein powder is not $80 per can, but it's works out at a cost of less than $4 per serving, and it's a complete meal. One serving is actually equivalent to 4 balanced meals of nutrition. And it ties people over for a good 3 hours, and they're surprised. If you've ever had meal replacement shakes, you'll have an amazing experience with the Isogenix Isolene Shake. Let's look at how much protein an athlete needs or an active individual needs. Now, this is a really poorly understood area, and it depends on many, many factors. We have to look at what the protein source is. The higher the quality of the protein source, the lower the need, because our body's going to use more of it. How was the protein raised? I mentioned the importance of an organic source. It's actually been shown that the bioactive components in a organic whey protein concentrate is much higher than an inorganic form, you know, or even an isolate. Is the organic protein, is it organic or commercially raised? How bioavailable is it? How functional is the athlete's digestive system? You can be putting great nutrition into your body, but again, we need to address the regeneration of those cells within the organ systems. Charles Poliquin did an interview with the author of Detoxify or Die, Dr. Sherry Rogers, and she explains that phthalates or plasticizers in our environment actually have an affinity for the testicles, and this accounts for the ever-worsening levels of testosterone we see in males. And it's no surprise, because the average male is producing 30% less testosterone than 20 years ago, and it's getting worse. And interestingly enough, in a clinical study that Isogenix performed on 100 subjects in 4 clinical settings with medical practitioners from their scientific advisory board, they measured an average increase of 18% in the body's natural production of testosterone. And that is huge when we're talking about how does this program help to maintain muscle and even build muscle. And I've never experienced anything like it. Second, detoxifying these plastics tremendously helps to boost the effectiveness of thyroid and other hormone production, and I've seen this repeated in other studies looking at short-term intermittent cleansing programs, optimizing hormone levels, particularly growth hormone levels. Third, pesticides, another hormone disruptor, is well known to interfere with acetylcholine metabolism. Now, these are the neurotransmitters that communicate between the nerves and the muscles in our bodies. And in essence, this is how they accomplish their job. Having pesticides accumulating in our body actually interferes with our body's ability to recruit the high threshold motor units. Those of you that are familiar with exercise physiology, the type 2B muscle fibers, the true power and strength motor units. So it actually interferes at that level. That's fascinating. So I'm going to move on to get more specific about, I got to share one more thing with you about some other experts. We can't say that we've heard from everybody until we've heard from Dr. Oz. And Dr. Oz on detoxification in 2007, he appeared on the Oprah Winfrey Show to discuss detox diets. Now, as I mentioned, Isogenix is not a detox diet, but it supports the body's detoxification systems through nutritional cleansing lifestyle. Dr. Oz reported that detox diets are very successful in psychologically preparing an individual for a diet or weight loss program. Individuals who begin a diet with the process of detoxification are more likely to stick to their diet plans and lose weight. And again, this has been repeated time and time again among hundreds of clients that I've helped to put through the program. With regards to how toxins affect weight management, another thing I want to share with you is something referred to as the set point theory of weight control. And it states that everybody has a set point that their weight likes to hover around. If you try to lose below that, your body will rebound, and it always wants to stay around some comfortable range. And I've seen firsthand evidence, clients telling me, emailing me, that they've never weighed this less all their life when they're doing it for weight loss, or they haven't weighed this less since high school or public school. Interestingly enough, what if there's a link between the amount of toxins we're exposed to in our body and our set point? So the higher our toxic load, the more body fat and the more water retention our body produces to dilute that toxic load. Just some food for thought. Another key thing that many of you wonder, and I've wondered myself, is how can a weight loss of more than 2 pounds per week be healthy, be sustainable, and not result in rebound? And typically, I see a range of between 5 to 15 pounds of fat lost per week in the first week on the Isogenix Nutritional Cleanse. And I see an increase in lean body mass of 1 to 3 pounds per week on the program. And it's phenomenal. Talk about seeing clients motivated. And this is kind of also leads over to the other thing that was listed on the flyer promoting the conference call. Is it possible to positively impact the financial bottom line of your health or fitness business without any expense to you? The referral power of this program is amazing, because people see what's happening with their friends, with their family members, and people are excited about the results they're getting, and I've never seen such a powerful vehicle for generating more referrals in a business. So how is a weight loss of more than 2 pounds per week not only unhealthy, causes a loss of muscle and water, but results in rebound? That's actually false. It is true if we're talking about diet and exercise alone, and that will never change. If we're losing more than 2 pounds per week through diet and exercise, then chances are it's unhealthy, we've lost muscle, we've lost water, and we'll have a rebound weight gain, and our metabolism will probably be negatively affected. However, now we're bringing in a new piece of the equation, nutritional cleansing, and that is altering what's happening at the cellular level within our bodies. We're complementing a balanced diet with some exercise, in combination with nutritional cleansing. And because nutritional cleansing is not a diet, it's actually flooding the body with over 240 nutrients. It's not starving the body. The body's fed all the nutrients it needs, including those 90 essential nutrients our body's cells need on a daily basis to support basic cell function and regeneration. Now, while the impurities are being released from the body, the excess fat stores are released along with it. And in 1 pound of body fat, there is the equivalent energy of 3,500 calories. Now, the average adult requires between 2,000 to 2,500 calories a day. That's 3,500 calories the body's releasing in 1 pound. My body managed to find 9 pounds of body fat that it tapped into. That's a lot of stored fuel that my body could tap into during the program. So it's getting sufficient calories, regardless of whether you're looking at it from what you're taking in externally, and in addition to what's being released from those stored fat. Now, the fat that's released provides the body with this additional energy through a process called ketosis. And this is a very natural, healthy way to accelerate fat loss. Not to be confused with ketoacidosis. Ketosis is a state that everyone on this call, your body will go in tonight when you go to sleep. Your body will go into a state of ketosis where it will enhance your body's ability to release fat as energy to support your body's regeneration processes and building up your immune function, recovery processes while you're sleeping. And this helps to retain and protect lean muscle. What nutritional cleansing has done, what Isogenix has done with nutritional cleansing, is it extended, intelligently extended the state of ketosis over a period of 1 to 2 days. And then it goes into a replenishing phase where it floods the body with good high-quality protein again. It's just an amazing feedback loop. We're coming to the end of the hour. I'm going to go through a couple of things about specifically the nutritional cleansing protocol. Some key things about nutritional cleansing that I want to leave you with, as I just mentioned a few things about the program specifically, and I want to allow a few minutes for some questions, is how the program approaches detoxification in alignment with the body's natural needs and processes. Typically, a detox or fast will look at 1 or 2 organ systems when it's cleansing the body. And your body naturally doesn't decide that, okay, you know, tomorrow is going to be a colon day. I'm going to clean out the colon because it's all backed up. I really need to take care of business there. And then the next day is not going to go into liver mode and focus on filtering out the liver like we change the oil filter in our car. These body systems are performing a multitude of functions simultaneously every moment of every day, including its own cleansing functions. And so through nutritional cleansing, we're kind of realigning and creating a greater harmony between these organ systems, because it's supporting the cleansing and regeneration processes of all these organ systems at the cellular level simultaneously. And it's doing so in a very gentle and natural process. And part of this gentle and natural process takes into consideration individual goals, individual lifestyle, and how each individual's body responds uniquely to getting better nutrition, to releasing impurities. And this is done through 3 different days on the program: a pre-cleanse day, a cleanse day, and a replenishing day. And through cleanse coaching, that's an important part of the program's success. And as long as people are coachable, the more coachable they are, the more success they have on the program, because it's not a one-size-fits-all approach. Anybody that I've talked to that I found out had tried the Isogenix program before and didn't have a positive experience or didn't get the results they were looking for, the first question I ask them is, who was your coach? And many of them say, coach, what's that? I say, well, let me explain. And then once I find out more about how they followed the program, well, yeah, I would have modified it this way for you, or you should have modified it that way. And then when they do that again, it's the difference between day and night, the kind of experience they have and the results that they get. And so it's all about creating a program experience that suits an individual goals, whether it's to lose weight, gain weight, maintain weight, or improve better health or support athletic performance. Beyond the cleansing aspect and looking at how it feeds the body key nutrients is how it supports cell turnover. And this is another key component, because after the 9-day, after a 30-day program where the body does some deep cleansing and replenishing, continuing with a little bit of simple maintenance, and we all need to do maintenance if we want to stay in our best health, if we want to maintain longevity and quality of life. There is no approach to nutrition, no approach to exercise that if you reap the benefits following it for X number of days or weeks or months and then say, hey, I've achieved my goal, I'll just kind of coast for a while and go about things haphazardly, that they're going to maintain the results. The key here is how easy it is to maintain and how affordable it is to maintain. Because it's a food system, it replaces meals, the shakes, the cleanse drink. Maintenance can be as simple as having a shake a day, doing 1 to 4 ounces of cleanse drink a day, or 1 to 2 days of full cleansing a month. And maybe taking something called the Ionic Supreme, which has all those adaptogens in there that I talked about earlier, and helps promote more restful sleep and supports the recovery process. And it can be as simple as that. And people will know once they go through their first 30-day program and experience the benefits and get the education and feedback they receive from their cleanse coach, it becomes much more self-evident as to what type of nutritional support they need for maintenance as they continue. I mentioned the meal replacement shake, highlighted some key points about that. Just a couple of things I want to add is that it's ultra-low lactose, less than 1%. Typically, people that have dairy issues or are lactose intolerant do extremely well with these shakes because of that and because of the purity of the product. Filled with digestive enzymes and probiotics as well. The cleansing mineral drink. It has good food nutrition, rich in organic aloe vera, organic ionic trace minerals, B vitamins. Even children can drink it for some daily cleansing support. At that point, I think I can open it up to questions. And then this call will be recorded as well, so you'll be able to hear the information again and pass it on to others. So let's open up the lines for some questions. And if you need to unmute yourself, just *5. Or sorry, *6. Is there any questions I can answer for anybody about any information I've shared, any questions you've had about isogenics, nutritional cleansing?
Jeff, it's Malcolm. Do you want to expand a bit on, say, stubborn weight loss and the use of Isopro?
Yes, absolutely. Within the Isolene shake, there's about 23 grams of protein, and the Isopro is a pure protein powder, flavorless powder, that is beneficial to add to the Isolene shake to help provide extra metabolic support, and it also helps to support thyroid function. And with people that have a slower metabolism, and particularly people that have been diagnosed with hypothyroidism or low-functioning thyroid, part of the piece of the puzzle is getting not just more protein into their diet, but a higher quality of protein as well. And so in such a situation where people are have hit a plateau even, people that are not looking to lose weight but are looking to build muscle, we recommend adding the Isopro to the Isolene shake as part of their program as a means of personalizing it to their body's needs and their goals. Women would typically take 1.5 scoops of the Isolene and 1 scoop of the Isopro, and men would typically take 2 scoops of the Isolene with 1 scoop of the Isopro. And it's the same high-quality, organic, undenatured whey protein that's found in the Isolene shake, and it's also rich in ionic trace minerals.
Great, thank you.
You're welcome. Any other questions? If you have any questions, feel free to shoot them out. I just want to wrap up saying a couple things about looking at this from the perspective of integrating it into any health and fitness business. As Megan mentioned at the start of the call, she was able to get her products paid for just referring people to the products and got paid for those referrals. My wife and I did the same thing initially for about the first 2 years. We really didn't approach this as a serious business for the first couple of years, just through casual referrals, friends and family asking us about what we were taking, what we were doing, noticing our results and the difference. We had our products paid for both of us. And so anybody that's taking a nutritional product that wants the best for their health, that's exercising, you know, there's no need to be paying for nutritional support when you can get your products paid for as easily as that. And I've worked with athletes, and I help athletes sponsor themselves. Many athletes are looking for sponsorship, and this is a great way that they can take products, get their products paid for, generate additional revenues that help with their sponsorship, and even claim products for personal use. And that's something that my wife and I do as we moved forward and started to integrate this as part of our holistic wellness business, is we started to claim our personal use products because it is a component of how we get paid through the compensation plan. And so I encourage anyone on this call that is involved in a health and fitness business, or even just interested in being healthy and getting their products paid for, to speak to the person that referred you to this call to learn how simple and easy it is to do that and how beneficial it can be. And because it's not an out-of-pocket expense replacing meals, you're claiming it, you're writing it off, it's just a no-brainer, really. Thanks for attending the call. As I mentioned, the call will be recorded. You can request a recording of the call. I'll actually have it posted on my website probably as well, jeffborriswellness.com. Thank you for everyone's time tonight. And if I can address any other questions further, I can be reached through my website, jeffborriswellness.com, if you come across any other further questions. Thank you very much, everybody.
Thanks, Jeff. Good night.
Good night.